But right now, we want to continue our look at the Middle East. We talked with David Dolan just a moment ago. I want to go to Rabbi Yoel Karen. He is a broadcast partner with us. Just appreciate this guy so very much. He does keep us abreast of some of the activities and the preparations to build the next temple, the activists who want to go on to the Temple Mount and are very much concerned about the fact that they're not allowed to do that. So we want to stay on top of those stories, and this story has been major throughout this last week. Yoel, let me talk to you, if you will. First of all, let's remind everybody, it was last week when the Israeli government shut down the Temple Mount for all non-Muslims. In other words, only Muslims could go up onto this sacred piece of real estate. And it is sacred to the Christians, but especially to the Jewish people. It's the most sacred piece of real estate in all of creation. Why did, and just remind us and reflect upon it, why did the Israeli government shut down the Temple Mount to all non-Muslims?
It's very simple, because they are much more afraid of fanatical Muslims than they are of Jews. They know that if the Jews don't get what they want, that we're not going to start resorting to all sorts of acts of violence, and they know that the Arabs will.
With that fact in mind, then, I understood from our conversation last time we were together that there had been a call for a number of religious Jews, activists, as it relates to the Temple Mount and the preparations to build that next temple, to show up and make a show of force. The fact is that you want to go on to the Temple Mount, and it's ridiculous that the government is keeping you from doing so. Give us the latest. What happened when that effort took place earlier this week?
Well, it was a great turnout. I was a bit disappointed because in the end they decided to bill it as just a prayer gathering, to pray for God to take our side and overturn the decree. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of a forceful message conveyed to the government, that they know how upset that we are. And it has absolutely enraged the chief rabbi of the Western Wall.
Now, what does that mean? Hey, tell us what the chief rabbi of the Western Wall's duties are, first of all, and then why should he be enraged about Jews wanting to go up on this sacred piece of real estate for the Jewish people?
His duties are largely ceremonial. He's there to greet dignitaries when they come to the wall. He's there to set policy at the wall. And he's been most famous in the past few months for his huge fight with the women of the wall, who want to pray a certain way that he doesn't agree with at the wall, and he has very much fought a war with them over this. And in fact, went to the prime minister. Something has to be done. You know, the wall, the Western Wall, is being desecrated. It's being this, it's that, and said. And these two incredible voices of hatred and division were there. On the one side was the women of the wall, and on the other side were these Temple Mount fanatics. You see, this is what's happening. The Jewish people are going to be forced to choose between God and his prophets and the people who want to just do what's always been done.
Wow, and that has actually been the choice down through 4,000 years of Jewish history. It's like we're living in the days of the Bible in the past. Well, indeed, we are living in the days of the Bible that were talked about by those ancient Jewish prophets, and that is the present and, of course, into the future. Well, you say that the demonstration turned to a prayer meeting, and the ones who put this thing together, the organizers, decided to do that. Do you think they're going to come back? Or they were shut down from going up onto the Temple Mount. Are they going to continue to show this effort to get up onto the Temple Mount, or what's going to be the deal there?
They're going to continue, because I'm sure they were very, very encouraged by the turnout and the enthusiasm of the people that showed up. And many people said that the government was watching to see if anyone would show up to this. They're trying to gauge how much the people care about the place. And so it was very encouraging that they got such a great turnout.
When you talk about the government watching over all that was going on in this demonstration to get up onto the Temple Mount, go against the government ruling that no non-Muslim would be allowed up onto the Temple Mount. I know that Moshe Feiglin, who is a part of the Israeli government, the deputy speaker of the Knesset, a very high position in the present Israeli government, he said, I'm not going to give up on the Temple Mount. What does he mean, Rabbi? What do you think that really means, and what does he have on his agenda in the future?
That means as long as he holds a seat in the Knesset or any influential position of authority in the Israeli government, he is going to use it to work for Jewish rights on the Temple Mount, to work for the Jews to have the right to pray, and the Jews and all peoples to have a right to pray on the Temple Mount according to their conscience. This is what he's working for. And I'll tell you, I am a very cynical person when it comes to politics, but this is a man that has kept his word, I have to say.
Is he going to have the impact to accomplish what you people would like to do?
I think so, because every time he does something that you know, when the man makes a promise and he keeps it, his poll numbers go up. Every time there's a Likud internal election, he rises further and further in the party. He's more and more mainstream all the time. And people appreciate the honesty. Even if they don't agree with everything he says, they appreciate it's a breath of fresh air to have someone who's honest.
What would you say the percentage of Jewish people in Israel itself, and I know there are very religious Jews, there are moderately religious Jews, there are secular humanists, and there are some that are just kind of in the middle of the road. What percentage of all of the Jews living in Israel would want to see access to the Temple Mount and the opportunity to go up there and worship?
I believe there was a poll just a while back that showed it was over half, that it showed that it was important to them that Jews be able to visit the Temple Mount. And shockingly, it was the so-called very religious ultra-Orthodox who were the most radically and rabidly opposed to the idea.
Wow. So then those who are so religious from outward trappings and actions, really not interested in doing what the Bible calls for, a temple on the Temple Mount and access to this sacred piece of real estate.
Yes, I saw a new poll today that showed that belief in God is on the rise. Every 10 years or so, we take one of these polls. And, you know, this is what's encouraging to me, is seeing people that do believe in God and believe that the nation of Israel can have a relationship with him. And I'm not so concerned with the religious. I'm looking for these Jews that believe in God. These are the Jews that I want to talk to.
Wow, God conscious. That would be great. Well, one final question I want to talk to you about. There is a report that state funds have been given to groups that are advocating building the third temple. That means the Israeli government in some of the ministries have been funding those like the Temple Institute, for example. I think that group was mentioned who would like to see the temple on the Temple Mount. Do you know anything about this? What does it mean?
It depends on who the minister is at the time, but it's easy for the government if you have a minister who's in favor of building the Temple Mount. Without him outright coming out and saying so, it's easy for him to funnel funding towards a group like the Temple Institute and say, you know, this is great. It's educational for the kids so they can see how the temple was. You know, he doesn't necessarily have to say, we want the kids to come here so they get excited about what the temple will be in the very near future.
Well, if you don't encourage the children to understand their past, they'll never realize what their future is, will they?
Absolutely not.
This is a very interesting move, being funded by the Israeli government, by the way. Well, Rabbi Yoel Karen is our special friend. He's a broadcast partner with us. And Rabbi, I so appreciate you giving us the latest information about what we have been looking at in the news coming out of Jerusalem all week long. Appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you for having me.